From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Ah, think of the days not so long ago when interest rates were around 5%. Today, 1%. The Federal Reserve has cut a key interest rate down to 1%, its lowest level in 4 years. Fed officials cited slowing economies here and abroad for the 0.5% cut. The hope is that it will spur lending. And NPR's John Yitzde is here to talk about the Fed's decision. Hello, John.
Hi, Michelle.
Now, this is the Fed's second 0.5-point rate cut in 3 weeks. Is it actually going to help get that credit flowing?
Well, the short answer is the rate cut should help, but not as much as you would expect under normal circumstances. And that's because the credit freeze has been about banks being afraid to lend because they're afraid they aren't going to get paid back. It hasn't been about the level of interest rates. These rates cuts aren't likely to ease the fears of not paying back, but they will help struggling businesses and consumers, and that's because the federal funds rate dictates the prime rate. So businesses with existing credit lines and consumers with mortgages or credit card rates tied to the prime rate, they'll get a 0.5-point rate cut, too. That should encourage some borrowing and consumption and contribute to some economic growth. But today's rate cut isn't going to end the credit crisis.
Now, John, there have been other attempts, lots of other attempts by the U.S. and other governments to try to thaw these credit markets. Are we seeing any improvements at this point?
We are seeing some improvement. The famous LIBOR rate, the London Interbank Offer Rate, which is a benchmark interest rate for all kinds of things, including interbank lending, has come down significantly from record levels, and that continued today. So there is evidence that banks are more comfortable lending to each other, and that's a good sign. But there's much less evidence that banks are boosting lending to businesses and consumers, which is what needs to happen to make the economy go. And actually, yesterday, the Fed instituted a program that should help make that happen much more than today's rate cut. It began the program that it had announced earlier in the month and started buying commercial paper, basically making short-term loans to large businesses for their daily operations or making payroll, that kind of thing, and that should help a lot.
Now, you mentioned large businesses. What about small businesses?
Well, they're not going to get money through the commercial paper market. They normally get loans through lines of credit with banks. And the problem is that banks are tightening their lending standards, and there's concern they might start to pull some of these credit lines. Treasury's injection of capital into banks is supposed to help ease that problem. There's some criticism that banks aren't lending that money, though, that the money's but the money is just beginning to get there, so I don't think we can tell what their banks are going to do with it. Some people are arguing the Fed should start guaranteeing bank loans to small businesses with very good credit to help keep them in business, and that would be a big and complicated step for the Fed. We'll just see.
So this key interest rate now at 1%, the lowest level in 4 years, could it actually go down to zero? Is that a possibility?
Well, it's a possibility that it could go to zero. I don't think the Fed would like to get to zero. Certainly, I think to a quarter of a percentage point, it's possible. You know, I think the situation is that the Fed is going to use basically every piece of ammunition it has to try to cushion this downturn. And so we'll see just how low they go.
Thanks, John.
You're very welcome.
That's NPR's John Yitzde.